You're listening to the Voice of the Martyrs at allaboutfollowingjesus.org. Following merely provides information. It is not endorsed by or otherwise affiliated with the Voice of the Martyrs ministry, which can be found at www.persecution.net and www.persecution.com. Voice of the Martyrs is a dramatic record of faithful Christians. They're a ministry organization that documents horrific examples of Christian persecution throughout the world. They show that Christian martyrdom wasn't just a first century phenomenon. Dramatically, Christian martyrdom continues to show compelling evidence for the Christian faith today. It helps to realize that the early martyrs were actual witnesses to the life of Jesus. Although Christian persecution continues in the 21st century, the voice of the martyr in the first century is still the most dramatic evidence that the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ was not a man-made hoax conspired by a group of disciples. Since the apostles and many of the early disciples were eyewitnesses to the life of Jesus, their story was not just based on religious belief, but actual historical events. It's one thing to die for a religious belief, such as an Islamic fundamentalist or a follower of David Koresh. It's quite another to die for a known lie. Here's a list of eyewitness martyrs as compiled from numerous sources outside the Bible, the most famous of which is John Fox's Christian Martyrs of the World. Stephen was preaching the gospel in Jerusalem on the Passover after Christ's crucifixion. He was cast out of the city and stoned to death. About 2,000 Christians suffered martyrdom during this time, which was around 34 AD. James, the son of Zebedee and the elder brother of John, was killed when Herod Agrippa arrived as governor of Judea. Many early disciples were martyred under Agrippa's rule, including Timon and Parmenas, right around 44 AD. Philip, a disciple from Bethsaida in Galilee, suffered martyrdom at Heliopolis in Phrygia. He was scourged, thrown into prison, and afterwards crucified, which happened right around 54 AD. Matthew, a tax collector from Nazareth who wrote a gospel in Hebrew, was preaching in Ethiopia when he suffered martyrdom by the sword right around 60 AD. James, the brother of Jesus, administered the early church in Jerusalem and was the author of a book in the Bible. At the age of 94, he was beat and stoned and finally had his brains dashed out with a fuller's club. Matthias was the apostle who filled the vacant place of Judas. He was stoned at Jerusalem and then beheaded. Andrew, the brother of Peter, preached the gospel throughout Asia. On his arrival at Edessa, he was arrested and crucified on a cross, two ends of which were fixed transversely in the ground, thus the term St. Andrew's Cross. Mark was converted to Christianity by Peter, and then transcribed Peter's account of Jesus in his gospel. Mark was dragged to pieces by the people of Alexandria in front of Serapis, their pagan idol. Peter was condemned to death and crucified at Rome. Jerome holds that Peter was crucified upside down at his own request because he said he was unworthy to be crucified in the same manner as his Lord. Paul suffered in the first persecution under Nero. Because of the converting impact he was having on people in the face of martyrdom, he was led to a private place outside the city where he gave his neck to the sword. Jude, the brother of James, was commonly called Thaddeus. He was crucified at Edessa in about 72 AD. Bartholomew translated the Gospel of Matthew in India. He was cruelly beaten and crucified by the idolaters there. Thomas, called Didymus, preached in Parthia and India. He was thrust through with a spear by pagan priests. Luke was the author of the Gospel under his name. He traveled with Paul through various countries and supposedly hanged on an olive tree by idolatrous priests in Greece. Barnabas of Cyprus was killed without many known facts about 73 AD. Simon, surnamed Zelotes, preached in Africa and Britain, where he was crucified in about 74 AD. John, the beloved disciple, was the brother of James, although he suffered great persecution, including imprisonment, where he wrote the book Revelation. He was the only apostle who escaped a violent death. These are the voice of the martyrs. Remember, people may die for a belief, but not for a lie. When life is at stake, multi-party conspiracies break down very quickly. Just think about it. You've just heard the voice of the martyrs at allaboutfollowingjesus.org.